Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Fifo workers or fly-in, fly-out workers, usually on the big bucks, providing for the family. I've actually toyed with this idea many years ago. I'm like, I'm not that savvy though on tools and stuff. I'm like, probably missed my calling when it comes to being a FIFO worker.
I'm sure they could have found something else for you to do. I don't think it's just jackhammering rock.
Do they have radio stations? Like, here on FIFO Radio, early in the morning. I'd love to do something like that. How cool would that be?
Shaft FM, going out to all the miners.
But I was quite amazed.
It's Blue Sky Mine again by Midnight Oil. Here we go.
I was quite amazed that when I saw a story last night of a FIFO worker of a different kind. This one doesn't wear high vis. This guy, by the name of Adam Hooper, is a FIFO worker, single FIFO worker, sole trader that helps out families that are in need.
He's the conception cowboy bucking the trend in family planning.
I'll look back in my life and I think that's something pretty cool that I did.
Adam Hooper, father of two, biological father to more than 20, giving the gift of his genes outside of a clinical setting.
Oh, yeah, so literally he advertises online in this portal, in this group, and people request his services and he donates his seed to people that are looking to conceive.
So instead of a FIFO worker, he's like a FIFO, other word that starts with W.
Yeah.
Geez, with that many kids, he could be New South Wales Premier one day.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
He's got quite a few. So how many people has he helped? Turns out a few over the last couple of years.
Helping more than 15 families conceive since 2015 through a do-it-yourself insemination process, filling a gap in the market.
I take a lot of vitamins, supplements. I've seen my account go up tenfold, and I have no concerning conditions that would put any child at risk.
Look at that. He's got to keep himself healthy with his vitamins and things to stay on top of his game.
This is bizarre.
It's extremely bizarre.
It's not bizarre. He's helping people out, and they're, you know, it's all sort of, you know, agreed upon.
Are we going to see some of his ads on the buy, swap, and sell, maybe here on the South Coast?
Oh, man. It's
a very strange circumstance, because as it turns out, it's illegal to charge for something like this. So I don't know if they're just paying for maybe his flight and accommodation.
But the actual fee for his services,
it's illegal to actually exchange for money to change hands when it comes to something like this.
Well, I don't want to be taking anything from this guy's hands.
I know, you'd be wearing triple gloving.
He's double sanitized or something, you know.
Yeah, the next question is, you're thinking, okay, well, he's got that many children out there, obviously, from helping out the families.
Mm-hmm.
Has he ever met any of these donor kids?
I've met most of them, yeah, and the ones that I haven't, keep in contact, photo updates.
Yeah, so legally, they can't contact him until they're of the age of 18.
Yeah.
But he can actually, you know, they if they want to reach out, he can do it via the parents. And
wasn't there like a Vince Vaughn movie?
Delivery Man,
which was a similar thing, but, you know, I don't think in that movie it was.
You reckon he got the idea from that?
I don't know. It's like... Wow.
Yeah, very bizarre, but okay, he's helping out.
What does he write down on his tax declaration? Like, I'm a professional.
Professional.
You know
handy
what.
Man. Wink, wink.
Emphasis on the hand.
He's like a delivery guy, milkman. I don't know. Something like that. But it's a great thing that he's doing, I imagine.
Yeah, maybe he's helping people out.
It'd be a little bit awkward, though, as the kids get older. You know, like the kids are arguing with their mum or someone, you know, saying, you know, ask your father. And they go, oh, great. Ancestry.com it is then.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
On Saturday night, the Wallabies were up against the English rivals.
Yeah.
Arch rivals in the rugby union for the Ella Mobs Cup at the SCG. It was the final game. Unfortunately, Australia did not win 21-17. They went down against England. But it was more of all the off-field drama that was the centre of attention because Eddie Jones is the coach of England, but prior to that, he was the coach of the Wallabies.
That's right. Usually rugby fans are so well-behaved, it's like golf claps when people... It's a different crowd. It's more the upper society that enjoy a rugby union.
Yeah. But in this instance, they showed their true colours. When Eddie Jones was walking by some of the spectators, there was one in particular who decided to let Eddie know that he wasn't happy with his switching over to the English rivals. But I don't think this guy was prepared for what Eddie's comeback was. So this guy went, "You're a traitor." And Eddie Jones is like, "You what? Come over here and say it." And the guy's like, "I will. I'm just rapidly backing away from you, Eddie."
Well, if all of our coaching for our national teams relied on people that are actually Australian born and bred, there'd be a pretty small pool to choose
from. That's right,
for all sports.
So, yeah, Eddie gave that guy a spray, but it was nothing like the spray a guy called Daniel King was giving pretty much most of the people sitting near the O'Reilly stand. So you had 43,000 fans there, packed house, and this one guy, Daniel King, he decided to get up on the roof to relieve himself.
For at least 15 minutes, he called the roof of the Bill O'Reilly stand his own, and the players never had a clue. King at one point decided to relieve himself in clear view of thousands.
That wasn't him, by the way.
That was him letting out a groan.
He managed to get over the PA as well. He was commentating. For some reason, this guy Daniel just got up. I don't know if he was really inspired, feeling very patriotic, and went, oh, I'll add some gold to the green and gold colours of the Wallabies. I don't even know how he would do this. I get stage fright sometimes just standing next to another bloke at a urinal.
Yep.
How do you stand on top of the Bill O'Reilly stand with 43,000 people watching and just relieve yourself?
I guess when you have a dozen beers, the confidence levels just go through the roof, don't they?
All right, yeah. Like, this is mad. You're like, how did he even get up there in the first place?
King somehow climbed the back of the video scoreboard and then jumped onto the O'Reilly stand. His antics are going to cost him. He'll be fined and then banned from attending any matches at the SCG for the next 2 years.
Just 2 years?
Is that it?
I would have thought it would be a lifetime ban.
Because
I know you can come back in 2 years, Daniel. we feel you'll have learned your lesson not to urinate off the top of the Bill O'Reilly stand by then. So what are you going to get to do a lifetime ban? You drop your pants and take a mully grubber. I don't know.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
We're seeing 80s things come back as all the rage once again. We know how popular Stranger Things is. It's basically the Goonies, but with some demons and things like that, isn't it, when you think about it?
Pretty much.
The bare bones of it. Also, 80s fashion has definitely been making a comeback. And also, 80s pastimes like arcade machines and things like that. People still pay lots of money for those sort of things to have them in their house.
Yeah, you see those retro versions of the Nintendo and the Mega Drive and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like the old consoles are coming back.
People absolutely love that. Something else that's made a comeback, though, is pinball machines.
It's man versus machine. The challenge is to study, strategize, and stop.
If I could, I'd play all day.
They call themselves pinheads. Jason Lambert is Australia's best, a wizard on the flippers. And the scoreboard.
Probably about 110 billion, I think, on a Batman machine.
Yeah, just a couple. Any particular pinball machine you threw a lot of money in back in the day?
Not really, because I sucked at pinball.
I was terrible.
I was really bad at pinball. I always felt like a lot of pressure to perform at a pinball machine because everyone gathers around to watch you for some reason.
You were never one of these guys with the three letters at the top?
No, never.
Yeah, I remember when I was growing up in Wollongong, Hoyts Warrawong, they had a couple of pinball machines. They had a Terminator 2 one, which was brilliant, and they had Adam's Family one from the early 1990s, where thing would just pop up and grab the ball. Steal the ball. Amazing. I used to love the pinball machines.
So old mate scored 10 billion points on a Batman machine. I'm guessing it was the Batman and Robin machine because no one wanted to play it. It's the one with George Clooney on the front. For some reason, it's always covered in cobwebs.
That one went down in value, but it's bringing some competitors from overseas as well, including world number 25, Stephen Bowden.
It's going to be crazy. There's 200 players in the main event alone. That's why people like me fly from Chicago.
Yeah, they're a different breed of human, aren't they, these pinball fans? Some people have even got like 10, 20 pinball machines at home as well, to practice on and things. So, yeah, it's a big event happening in Brisbane going over 10 days.
Okay.
So it's only just kicked off. I'm not sure
Do they provide unlimited credits for the machines? Or you got to make sure you bring your own change?
Like, that'd suck, wouldn't it?
Like cargo pants just loaded up with $2 coins?
I just imagine everyone walking around with bum bags to keep all their money in. another dollar. But 10 days in Brisbane. Not sure exactly what the prize money is for this one, but as you heard, drawing people from around the globe to come and see this. And there's also a few funny rules that they've got as well, because they've got something called pinball etiquette. Like, you can actually get a yellow card than a red card if you're basically going against the rules, like gathering around or pushing or lifting a pinball machine too much.
But isn't that what tilt is for?
Exactly. But that's one of the rules. People actually develop tilt rage.
Oh, okay.
Tilt rage is actually a thing, and you can get kicked out of the tournament if you get caught doing a bit of tilt raging.
Caught tilted, yeah.
And so much so, because people actually have been done for tilt rage, I've had to hire this guy on as a consultant to help out, to help calm people down.
It's all in here. It's all in here.
Get off of me.
Hey, just easing the tension, baby.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.